This is a live broadcast on Classical Minnesota Public Radio from the Ordway Concert Hall, commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the National Lutheran Choir, the Holy Spirit Mass, Together in Hope. That familiar hymn, sung by many congregations around the globe, was written by a humble monk, Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a monk who sparked a not-so-humble revolution, the Reformation.
500 years ago, a grassroots movement was born that not only shook the foundations of Roman Catholic Europe and religious practices, it also forever changed the political, philosophical, and cultural world.
The Reformation gave new expression to art, literature, and music as no other event in modern human history. I'm Julie Amacher.
And I'm Andrea Blaine. To commemorate this monumental event, which occurred on October 31st, 1517, we're live at the Ordway Concert Hall, where the National Lutheran Choir is presenting four works that encompass how the Reformation impacted music in the church before, after, and today, 500 years later. The program will culminate with a new work commissioned for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, Kim André Arneson's Holy Spirit Mass.
National Lutheran Choir Artistic Director David Sherwin says this new work is part of the healing process within the church. You see, while many Lutherans are commemorating the Reformation, there are also many for whom this is almost a lament because it divided the church.
And so the whole spirit of this composition was to unite us again through music, which we've always had in common, and using the words of the Mass and the various canticles of the Mass that have been used historically, but yet in a way that brings us back together. So we've got those movements of the Mass that are combined with the stanzas of a hymn, Come Holy Ghost, and then culminating in a hymn stanza that Martin Luther himself wrote, which includes the words, Unite Your Church. So the first part begins with Palestrina and Bach. And Palestrina and Bach are both paradigm-setting composers for each church body. So Palestrina, of course, with the Roman Catholic Church, and J.S. Bach for Lutherans.
Now, how did you decide which pieces were going to represent those composers in those eras?
Well, that's tricky because certainly they're both so prolific. There were many, many options. But I just opted for two settings of the Mass for the Palestrina pieces, and then Bach, Come Holy Ghost, which connects us to the new Mass that we're doing, the Holy Spirit Mass that Kim André Arneson composed. So it's kind of a trajectory.
Later this afternoon, we're going to be hearing the National Lutheran Choir. They're going to perform Kim André Arneson's Holy Spirit Mass Together in Hope. But the first half of this concert is going to be featuring works of Palestrina and Johann Sebastian Bach. And we start with the Palestrina on Classical Minnesota Public Radio.
Thank you.
This is a live broadcast on Classical Minnesota Public Radio commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the National Lutheran Choir from the Ordway Concert Hall. We just heard two movements from Palestrina Masses, a Kyrie and an Agnus Dei. And as the choir resets into a double choir formation, we're about to hear music by Bach, a motet, Der Geist hilft und Schwachheit auf, The Spirit Gives Aid to Our Weakness, composed in October 1729. Bach is very firmly a post-Reformation composer. Palestrina represented what was going on the Catholic side of music and expression in the church. The National Lutheran Choir is conducted by David Cherwin.
Der Geist gibt uns Erschwachheit, der Geist gibt uns Erschwachheit, der Geist gibt uns Erschwachheit, der Geist gibt uns
Bach's motet, Der Geist hilft uns Schwachheit auf, The Spirit gives aid to our weakness, a motet written by J.S. Bach in 1729. That was the National Lutheran Choir. This is a live broadcast on Classical Minnesota Public Radio, commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And that motet finished with a hymn written by Martin Luther himself. Of course, he was the architect of the Reformation.
This live broadcast is coming to you from the Ordway Concert Hall. I'm Julie Amacher with Andrea Blaine. And Andrea, now the choir is leaving the stage here at the Ordway Concert Hall. And when they return, they're going to perform a newly commissioned work for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It's a work that Norwegian composer Kim Andre Arneson wrote for the National Lutheran Choir. It's called Holy Spirit Mass, Together in Hope. It also features a string ensemble and a pianist, so they'll be coming out as well. I had a chance to talk with both the composer about this new work and the artistic director, David Sherwin, and I asked David, well, how did this all come to be?
The commissioners, Gary Amott and Celia Ellingson, had this vision of doing something that commemorated not only the 500 years of Reformation, but 50 years of Lutheran and Roman Catholic dialogue towards unity and coming together on what we agree on. And it was their vision to use music for that purpose. And just as Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony was commissioned for an anniversary of the Augsburg Confession, this is something they wanted to do for this 500, and they add, and 50 years commemoration.
So last week was the very first performance of the Holy Spirit Mass in Washington, D.C. What did the two of you experience when that finally all came together and was performed in a church setting? Kim?
The first performance of our work is always very special, and it's a great joy. Also, it's a little bit scary, and after you have delivered a piece to the performers, there's often a few months that goes before the first performance, and I was already into new project, right? So for me to come there and listen to it made me also rediscover the work.
What was most memorable when you started to see the work unfold?
As the title of the work, Holy Spirit Mass, I was, during the process of writing it, trying to capture some of the mystical part of the mysterious Holy Spirit. And when I heard it, I kind of felt that the work has some mystical aspects in it that I felt was there from the beginning to the end, even if there's some very light, joyous part in it as well. I felt that it always had this little touch of something mysteriously in it.
David, how about for you? What really just kind of jumped out at you as you were seeing this all come together and hearing it and being center stage, right in the center of all the activity?
Oh, it's a great place to be. I think for us as a choir, when we've been working on it for a couple of months, to suddenly hear it with the strings, it's almost like having watched black and white TV. You forget that it's black and white until you flip the color on. And then it's like, wow, this is incredible, multidimensional stuff. And to hear the strings added to what we had prepared, it sends chills through the body, which I'm getting right now as I say this. The piece begins, for example, with this a very high sustained note that comes out of nowhere. And the direction at the top of the score just says, the Creator Spirit ascending from above, quarter note equals 58. But that's exactly what you feel. And people forget time. And none of us remember to time it. So we still don't know how long it is because you just forget time.
Now, who are the string players in this afternoon's performance?
The string players are from the Twin Cities area, from a number of sources, but the person who assembled them is a Minnesota orchestra player, and so we trusted that he would pull together a top-flight group, and he certainly did. We're very, very happy.
Do you have a favorite moment in the Mass?
I think that changes from day to day, but I think when I have listened to the premiere and the recording, that the beginning of Movement 4, Blessed, the introduction there is perhaps some of my, maybe one of the passages from my whole catalog that I'm especially fond of.
I also want to ask you, Kim, how you decided to use English, Greek, and Latin in the Mass.
When I was approached about this commission, I already had imagined, okay, this is going to be our work in Latin. But then we had this discussion about the language and why we thought it was a good idea to have it in English, and that's a language that speaks more directly to you, I think, because more people understand it, and that's a very intentional choice with the fact that the work has this ecumenical aspect. But we wanted to include two of the other important languages from the church as well. That's why we kept the Kyrian Greek, and we have the Agnus Dei in Latin.
The final piece in this Mass really brings everything together for the subtitle, which is Together in Hope. And there is this point where it's kind of chaos, and then we have this beautiful resolution. Is that kind of a summation of what we've been trying to resolve in the last 500 years? What was your thoughts around that?
Yeah, well, the sixth movement, which is called Together in Hope, uses Martin Luther's hymn, Come Holy Ghost. And in the first verse of that hymn, which is the only verse we are using, he writes, your church unite from every land. I just think that coming to that point in the Mass, it should give us a sense of unity.
And we'll have that sense of unity here in just a moment. You're listening to a live broadcast with the National Lutheran Choir as we commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. We're about to hear a work by Kim Andre Arneson, which was written for the National Lutheran Choir for this commemoration. It's called the Holy Spirit Mass, Together in Hope. And it's also written for piano and strings. The pianist this afternoon is Charles Kemper. The strings are on the stage already, Andrea, as is the pianist. They're just awaiting the choir to arrive.
They're about to tune. There's a real sense of anticipation here. Of course, this is a big work. The Reformation is a big event, and it's not only a religious event, it also had lots of political and social repercussions. And this work really focuses on what has happened in the last 500 years between the churches, but also in the last 50 years, when there's been a real effort for the Catholic and Protestant churches to come to agreement and to heal old wounds. And this work certainly celebrates that.
The composer of this afternoon's very gorgeous Holy Mass, Kim Andre Arneson, Andrea, actually had to join a boys' choir in Trondheim when he was about 10, and he didn't want to do it. His parents made him do it. Obviously, he's happy now that he went ahead and did that, because the conductor, Bjørn Moe, was a huge influence on him and inspired him to become a choral composer. And when I asked Kim Andre Arneson about, you know, writing a Mass, he said, yes, it's something he actually always wanted to do.
When I was writing the piece, I tried to go to another place, or like a spiritual sphere or something. The Holy Spirit ascending from above and be there with us for the whole time. I wanted to give an opportunity to go into that spiritual sphere and just and stay there for a while.
You'll hear that spiritual sphere set right at the very beginning, the way the strings set the stage. It's very mystical, and that's intentional.
And speaking of setting the stage, we're just waiting for the National Lutheran Choir to take the stage again. They're a very busy choir. There are 64 of them. They're chosen by audition. The choir was founded in 1986. They've made lots of recordings. They do lots of live performances, including, of course, this live broadcast with us on Classical Minnesota Public Radio this afternoon. And incidentally, if you want to listen to more music for the Reformation, find the choral stream on Classical Minnesota Public Radio. Go to our homepage, classicalmpr.org, and find we're doing Reformation music all week. It began at 12 today and continues through the week. You can also tune in to a live broadcast this Friday evening of the Minnesota Orchestra. They also have a Reformation-based program.
And the choir now is taking the stage, as you can hear, as the audience is applauding here at the Ordway Concert Hall. And they're just about in place and preparing to sing the Holy Spirit Mass, Together in Hope. It is a very hopeful piece, and I can assure you, you will lose your sense of time. Here comes David Sherwin to lead the ensemble, and he is smiling because he knows that what you're about to hear, it's something pretty incredible. He's bowing to the audience as he prepares to begin this piece. You're listening to Classical Minnesota Public Radio.
Thank you.
the Holy Spirit Mass Together in Hope, a beautiful new work marking the commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, a work that also commemorates 50 years of productive Lutheran-Catholic dialogues, ending with a beautiful sense of unity with that final Alleluia. We are listening to the National Lutheran Choir. I'm Julie Amacher with Andrea Blaine, and conductor David Sherwin is acknowledging the soloists and now the string players as well, Andrea.
The strings are led by Tai Chi Chen, and you heard him as the soloist in a couple of places in that work. The cellist Teresa Richardson also featured.
And now we're taking a few more bows. I know that the composer, Kim Andre Arneson, is in the hall, and it appears that perhaps David Sherwin is actually looking for him. Yep, there he goes. Looking in the crowd, hoping, oh, there they are. They're all pointing to him. He is actually above the ensemble in the choir loft, looking down, giving them a big high five as they concluded this work, which, Andrea, was almost an hour long. That's a very long piece of work for an all-volunteer choir.
It's a substantial choral piece. Kim Andre Arneson certainly is a name to reckon with and a name to remember. He's only 36 years old at the moment. There's so much more to come from him, but he is a big force in choral music in his own Norway and increasingly in the world.
And David Sherwin coming out for another bow and acknowledging the choir and the string players. Andrea, we should talk about that sixth movement just before the Alleluia called Together in Hope, because it's actually based on a hymn by Martin Luther.
Exactly. And the final lines of it, Lord, by the brightness of your light, in holy faith your church unite, from every land and every tongue, this to your praise, O Lord our God, be sung. David Sherwin actually talked to us about Luther's hymn.
One thing Martin Luther brought to Christianity and Christian worship is the hymn in the vernacular of the language of the people. So to have that be the culmination of the Mass is fascinating. And he's got bits and pieces of this chorale tune woven in other movements that come and go. I just think that's an ingenious thing.
And he's talking about the Mass that you just heard, the premiere of the Holy Spirit Mass, Together in Hope, by Kim Andre Arneson, a young Norwegian composer who is no stranger to Minnesota. He was here a couple of years ago composing a work that the St. Olaf Choir also premiered. So you're going to be hearing more from this composer. We've had a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful performance. You also heard music of Bach and Palestrina, all summarizing kind of what the Reformation is about musically.
Absolutely. It's a sense in terms of this work of change, of excitement. The work incorporated Greek and Latin as well as English texts. Portion of the Creed were Luther's own explanation of the Creed. It's an interesting mix, and it reflects the way the Church is today.
You've been enjoying this live broadcast here on Classical Minnesota Public Radio with the National Lutheran Choir. I hope you've enjoyed this opportunity to hear this new work written to mark the Reformation. And if you want to hear more Reformation music, you can go to our choral stream, and you can get there by going to classicalminnesotapublicradio.org. Well, we have some people to thank for this afternoon's broadcast, including the composer, Kim Andre Arneson, also David Sherwin, the National Lutheran Choir Artistic Director, Adam Reinwald, the National Lutheran Choir Assistant Conductor, our audio engineer for this broadcast, Cameron Wiley, our studio announcer, Nora Huxtable, our producer, Mike Pengra, and Andrea Blaine. Thank you so much for joining me for this live broadcast this afternoon. I'm Julie Amacher.
Thanks very much, Julie. This has been a production of Classical Minnesota Public Radio.